February 24, 1902, the Queen Mother, Star of the Sea on Earth, Star of Light in Heaven. More about the law of divorce. As I was in my usual state, the Queen Mother came and told me, "My daughter, my sorrows, as the prophets say, were a sea of sorrows, and in heaven they have turned into a sea of glory, and each of my sorrows has borne the fruit of as many treasures of grace. And just as on earth they call me Star of the Sea, because I guide them to the harbor with certainty, in heaven they call me Star of Light for all the blessed, because they are delighted by this light that my sorrows produced." In the meantime my adorable Jesus came, saying to me, "My beloved, there is nothing more dear and pleasing to me than an upright heart which loves me and, on seeing me suffer, prays me to let it suffer what I suffer. This binds me so much and has so much power over my heart that, as recompense, I give it all of myself, and I concede to it the greatest graces in whatever it wants. And if I did not do so, since I gave myself as gift, I feel that, for as many things as I do not give to it, so many thefts do I make from it, that is, so many debts do I contract with it." Afterwards he transported me outside of myself, and Jesus added, "My daughter, there are certain offenses which surpass by far the very offenses I suffered in my passion. Today I have received several of these, to the point that if I did not pour a part of them out, my justice would force me to send fierce scourges upon earth. Therefore, let me pour into you." After he poured them, I don't know how, hearing him speak about offenses, I said to him, "Lord, what about this law of divorce that they talk about? Is it certain that they will not confirm it?" And he, "For now it is certain. As for 5, 10, or 20 years from now, if I suspend your state of victim or call you to heaven, they may be able to do it. But the prodigy of chaining their will and of confusing them I have done for now. If you knew the rage of the demons and of those who wanted this law, who were certain to obtain it, it is so great, that if they could, they would destroy any authority and would make a slaughter everywhere. So, in order to mitigate this rage and to prevent these slaughters in part, do you want to expose yourself to their fury a little bit?" And I, "Why yes, as long as you come with me." So we went to a place in which there were demons and people who seemed to be furious, enraged, mad. As soon as they saw me, they ran over me like many wolves, and some would beat me, some would tear my flesh. They would have wanted to destroy me, but did not have the power to do it. As for me, however, though I suffered very much, I did not fear them, because I had Jesus with me. After this, I found myself inside myself, as though filled with various pains. May the Lord be always blessed.